Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Raines, and today we're taking a look at three Zacks rank number one strong buy stocks to consider buying as we get closer and closer to 2021. But before we get into everything, I want to say remember to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast, and make sure to check out our new Zacks.com/promo page for a look at some of our services, portfolios, and more. So if we take a look back to last week, the market's strong start to December hit a little bit of a slippery patch, but the downturn seemed due after stocks had surged for roughly five straight weeks from the start of November all the way through the first week of December. And it seems pretty clear that more fiscal support is likely inevitable as many of the hardest hit businesses face another round of restrictions. We then saw stocks surge again on Monday as doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine begin to be administered in the U.S. And this came after we saw the same thing happen in the U.K. last week. And this is likely to kick off what many in the market are at least hoping or projecting will be months of continuous vaccine rollouts that are projected to help the economy hopefully get closer to normal in 2021. The rollout is expected to follow somewhat of a path of healthcare workers first. The first people today in the U.S. were healthcare workers such as doctors, nurses, other frontline health workers. Then the plan is to eventually go to residents in nursing homes and other longer term care facilities, then eventually get to other priority groups such as essential workers and other elderly people. And that is the basic plan. Fed officials are expecting, and this is as of Monday morning, a Wall Street Journal report, are expecting about 100 million Americans will maybe have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine by February or March. That's a pretty big number. So we'll see how that goes. And the general public is then expected to start being inoculated starting in the spring or summer. So after all the first priority people get that. And with that said, the vaccine news certainly that came out in early November has dramatically expanded the market's rally outside of those pandemic winners that are the big retailers and the big tech players. So Target and then the likes of Zoom Video and all those big names. So if we look back to November, and I think this is a very important figure, that the rally really did spread far wider. Over 450 stocks in the S&P 500 climbed in November, which was its largest share since any month since April. And it blew away October's 212 and September's 153 companies. So November, really, the vaccine positivity helped spread beyond the normal pandemic high flyers. And we could probably see more of that in December as people get even more excited about the possibility of a vaccine. We should also note that the Q3 earnings results came in far better than expected. And obviously, this had nothing to do with the vaccine whatsoever. And the outlook for the fourth quarter and 2021 was already improving, long before the vaccine news as well. So that's a positive sign as well. And then we should also note that the monetary policy in the U.S. and elsewhere, so interest rates, are certainly going to set up a position where stocks are going to benefit as investors are looking for returns amid that low interest rate environment. And with all that said, we clearly see a lot of signs and indicators that could set up a bullish outlook for 2021. So with this in mind, we're going to dive into three Zacks ranked number one strong buy stocks to consider at the moment. And we're going to start by looking at Micron, which trades in the ticker MU. Its shares had lagged the broader semiconductor space during the early months of the coronavirus comeback, but the memory chips makers fortune certainly changed at the end of the summer, and MU stock is now up about 60% since mid-August to crush its industry and the broader tech market. And we should also note that the company hit new highs last week, and it raised its quarterly guidance for Q1 fiscal 2021 earlier in the month as well. And those results are due out in the start of January. So it's helpful, before we look back and look ahead, to just know the basics of Micron's business. So they are one of the largest makers of DRAM and NAND memory chips in the world. And we should note that DRAM chips are key components, and this is generalization, within PCs and servers, While NAND flash chips are crucial to solid state hard drives, smartphones, and other things. So that's the basic premise of Micron's business. MU had been hurt by pricing for over a year. This is within a historically cyclical semiconductor space. And more specifically, investors should know that Wall Street tends to treat the memory space more like a commodity, similar, not exactly, but similar, you could say, to oil and gas. So Micron and other memory chip players are more, their stock prices are more determined based on the pricing of that DRAM and NAND prices in general. So luckily for Micron and investors, cyclical industries tend to turn around, especially within the semiconductor space. It's going to be really important for years and years, if not decades to come. So if we look back, the company was correct in saying that its Q1 of 2020 was the cyclical bottom of its financial performance. So the memory chip maker's Q2 downturn was then smaller. So if we look back over the last couple quarters, it started to slowly improve its bottom line or its top line performance. And the Boise, Idaho headquartered firm then topped our Q4 estimates at the end of September with its DRAM unit, which accounts for around 2/3 of its business, up about 30%. The company noted at the time that it projects that going into its calendar year or calendar year 2021, that it's going to be benefited by 5G cloud growth, automotive growth. So continued growth in all those buzzy word areas, but 5G cloud automotive growth are certainly going to help out Micron. So if we look at some other fundamentals, the company has, over the last 5 years, their stock price has crushed the broader semiconductor space, up 400% versus 230%. Obviously, the company has, as we mentioned, it's more of a cyclical-based company that impacts its stock price, certainly. So there's been some rough patches within this 400% jump over the last 5 years. And certainly during the last several years, it's been trending in the wrong direction. But as we mentioned, things started to turn around in the summer. So Micron stock is up about 60% since mid-August and 40% since the start of November. And this tops its industry's 20% climb over that stretch and even blows past the likes of standouts such as NVIDIA, which is up about 8% over that stretch. Micron then popped about another 1% on Monday morning. It's trading at about $71 per share, which is right below its recent highs. This run has stretched Micron's valuation to its highest levels in years in terms of forward sales. But with that said, it's still trading at about 3.2 times forward sales at the moment. And given that the memory space is trading more like a commodity-like standing, it still marks a solid discount compared to its industry's about 5 times average. So on the valuation side, Micron is always going to be a little bit more attractive, though it doesn't necessarily equate to rising stock prices over the in variations, as we mentioned, because it's going to fluctuate based on that pricing of its components. So if we look ahead, our Zacks estimates are calling for Micron's adjusted Q1 FY 2021 earnings per share figure to surge about 46% to $70 per share on 10% stronger revenues. And then if we look ahead, its revenue is set to jump about 11% this year to about $24 billion. And then FY 2022 is projected to climb another 20% higher to nearly $29 billion. Over the same stretch, its adjusted earnings are projected to surge about 28% this year and then another 78% next year. So obviously trending heavily in the right direction in terms of both its top and bottom line growth. We should also note that the company raised its quarterly guidance on December 1st, so to start the month, which boosted its overall earnings outlook in a big way. This recent strength helps Micron grab a Zacks rank number one strong buy at the moment. And its overall outlook, as we just mentioned, appears to be strong, and it might be able to continue to climb over the long haul, even if, as we mentioned, given its memory standing, it faces periods of declines in between. So it might be worth considering as a longer-term hold. That said, it's been on a bit of a run, so if you're thinking about buying it now for a shorter term gain, maybe take a deeper look and consider holding off. But if you want it as a longer term play, maybe worth considering grabbing Micron and just holding on for a long time. So now we're going to transition over to another tech company that's has a Zacks rank number one strong buy at the moment, and that is The Trade Desk. It trades under the ticker TTD. The Trade Desk is an algorithmic real-time bidding advertising firm that's certainly ready to benefit from the continued shift to digital ad spending. TTD enables its clients to reach consumers on platforms such as Google and Facebook, but that's pretty straightforward these days. So we should also note that it's worth mentioning just before quickly moving on that Facebook has officially had that antitrust lawsuit come down from the FTC, and Google is facing more government scrutiny than ever, not just in the United States as well. So that could certainly impact those companies at some time in the near future. And more importantly, the Trade Desk allows its clients to utilize its cloud-based platform to create, manage, and optimize data-driven digital ad campaigns. And this is across a range of channels and devices to reach people on websites, streaming services, audio apps, nearly everywhere else. So not just on Facebook and Google properties, but anywhere else in this digital world. And that is really where advertisers are going to be in the near future. That's where most of the spending already is. So we noted that digital ad spending surpassed traditional media buying in 2019 as more people continue to cut the cord and they turn off their radio dials and they just basically continue to disconnect from various forms of legacy entertainment. With this in mind, the overall digital ad market is projected to reach about $225 billion by 2024 in the U.S. alone. And this is up from around $150 billion this year. So clearly, the Trade Desk has plenty of room to expand within this massive market. With this in mind, the company topped our Q3 estimates in early November, with its sales up 32%. And this marked a strong return to growth after the global ad space took a big hit in Q2. That's obviously amid the broad-based coronavirus spending cuts. Zacks estimates now call for the company's Q4 sales to jump 35% to help lift its adjusted earnings by 27%. So for a whole, the overall revenue is predicted to climb 22% this year and another 34% next year to hit about $1.1 billion, with its adjusted earnings also expected to climb about 20% this year and then follow it up with smaller growth, but still growth in the bottom line next year of about 3%. Trade Desk's strong bottom line revisions, as we mentioned with Micron, help it grab that Zacks ranked number one strong buy at the moment. The stock also rocks an A grade for growth in our style score system. And the stock itself has soared about 60% since the start of November, as Wall Street's showed its love for that Q3 report and its outlook amid this digital ad space that we've noted is really going to be where most of the ad revenue continues to come from. And it's only trending in one direction, and that is all things digital. Overall, the stock is now up about 250% in 2020, and it's been on a massive run since its 2016 IPO. And despite this impressive run, it might be worth considering the Trade Desk as a bet on the ever-growing digital ad industry that requires more ingenuity than ever. And this is as people pay to avoid ads on places like Netflix and Spotify. So, advertisers aren't going away. Marketers aren't going away. They just need to reach people in more areas, more niche areas, and they're all going to be on digital platforms. As we mentioned, 2019 saw more than half of all ad spending turn digital, and it's just going to keep trending in that direction. And now we're going to close with a company that's completely different than these other two companies we just talked about. It's outside of the tech space completely, and that is Deere and Company. So those John Deere tractors you think of, and they traded on the ticker DE. Its shares have left its industry and the S&P 500 in the dust in 2020, with the stock up about 45%. The farm equipment firm's results have steadily improved over the past three quarters, and its executives project increased demand in 2021. So if we just take a quick look back, DE sales had slipped in 5 out of the last 6 quarters, but its top line declines slowly shrunk over that period. That's trending in the right direction, which is always a good thing. That's the same thing that happened with Micron that we talked about at the top. More importantly, besides that trending in the right direction, the firm raised its FY21 outlook at the end of November when it reported its Q4 results. Executives at the world's or one of the world's largest farm equipment companies said they expect higher crop prices will boost their bottom line next year. And the logic is that higher prices will lift demand for tractors and combines from U.S. farmers. Their director of investor relations noted on the company's Q4 earnings call that, quote, things have improved from a commodity price perspective, lower stock levels, and that's all happened very, very recently. So trending in the right direction. And for those of you who aren't so up on crop pricing and farming, I think that the opening line from a mid-November Wall Street Journal article helps to summarize why Deere and U.S. farmers might be excited as we head into 2021. So this is just the opening line. Quote, dry weather, China's push to fatten pigs, and the lockdown-induced baking bonanza are lifting prices for U.S. row crops. And that's the basic idea of why the pricing is going to be trending in the farmer's direction and why Deere is more optimistic about 2021. So with this in mind, Zach's estimates call for its Q1 sales to pop about 8%, with Q2 projected to climb 17%. These estimates obviously come against a little bit easier to compare periods, as we mentioned at the top, but they still mark improvement nonetheless. Overall, its fiscal 2021 revenue is projected to climb about 12% to $35 billion. With FY 2022 set to jump another 9% higher, all the way up to about $38 billion. And its adjusted earnings are expected to surge about 46% this year and another 26% next year. So trending heavily in the right direction. Analysts have raced to lift their bottom line estimates since DE's Q4 report. And that helps, as we mentioned, with all these stocks, it grab a Zacks ranked number one strong buy at the moment. The company also rocks B grades for growth and momentum in our style score system. And on top of that, its manufacturing farm equipment space rests in the top 3% of our over 250 Zacks industries at the moment, alongside other highly ranked stocks. And that helps go to the broader point of why the industry looks strong heading into 2021. Investors should also remember that Deere has easily outpaced the S&P 500 and fellow broader competitor in this space that's considered a bellwether for the economy. It's outpaced Caterpillar as well over the last 5 years and over the past 12 months. It's up about 50% compared to Caterpillar's 25% in the index's 15% climb. So Deere stock has been pretty impressive, not only over the last 5 years, but over the last year as well. We should also note that its 1.2% dividend yield currently outpaces the 10-year U.S. Treasury note pretty easily, provides an added boost, and the stock trades at a discount compared to its industry and the S&P 500. We should note that as of Monday morning, it was trading about 3% off its recent highs as we get closer and closer to 2021. So all three of these stocks are certainly operating in completely different industries. They all have a Zacks ranked number one strong buy at the moment, in their outlooks for next year seem to be heading in the right direction, and they certainly look worth considering as a near-term and longer-term play for all three of these stocks. So that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Raines. And remember, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.